The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
So, yeah, I'll be well off. Not well off, I shouldn't say. Stop saying that. I'm going to be comfortable. Anyway, so thank you so much, Scotty, for calling in. I hope that answered your question. And, I encourage others to call in the voicemail, call in on the voicemail line. Now, I was going to say this other thing. I almost said voice letter line because I listen to Big Fatty a lot. I mean, literally every day. I've heard every single episode he's ever done in the how many ever years he's been doing it, 8 or 9 years. I don't really remember. But in my podcast and in my everyday talk, I have several of Big Fattyisms, let's say. For example, when we go for a walk, I always say, oh, we're going for a nipple walk. And my husband's like, what's a nipple walk? And I had to explain to him that that's what Big Fatty calls his walks around his neighborhood. So from time to time, you know, a Big Fattyism is going to definitely come out during my podcast. So just be prepared for that. But you know, the positive thing about that is that everyone who listens to Big Fatty will totally get what I'm saying and not have to question, what's he talking about? Unless you're brand new to podcasting or my podcast and you haven't heard Big Fatty before.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I listen to Big Fatty a lot. I mean, literally every day.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat Run. This is episode 2544. I love you, Evil, for right the 27th of October, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's gonna be Voice Letter Palooza. Yes, me buddy. Hello, tired leggers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, I'm just going to tell you. Now, first of all, to be transparent, I am recording this before I normally would for the for right little show. Because y'all, this weekend is a big weekend at the coal mines. It's old coal miners weekend. And so, y'all, we've... We're busier than Big Fatty. We know what you're busier than. We're busier than Big Fatty after a running around more than Big Fatty after a Mexican buffet. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But y'all, I can tell you by the time this comes out, my legs are going to be, y'all, they're just going to be fatigued. They're going to be fatigued. Yes, Big Fatty, fatigued legs. Or is that fatigued? It's spelled fatigued, but it's fatigued. Oh, okay. But y'all, it's just going to be a long, long weekend. And I hope some of you will get some rest. I know that Big Fatty will by the time I get home on Saturday, y'all, I'll just collapse. I'll collapse right into the love chamber, y'all. In fact, I've already told Granny and Durwood that I will not be going out to the bar on Saturday night, y'all. You know, there's longtime listeners of the BFO like Archer, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Yes, because he's never missed an episode, even though you've missed four or five. Well, he says, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. If you're a longtime listener, you know Big Fatty does not go out to the bar when they have the celebrations of the Halloweeny or the New Year's Eve. Y'all, I just don't do it. Amateur night is what Big Fatty calls it. Yes, Big Fatty, is the Ted Mac amateur night. Big Fatty, you're really dating yourself on that one.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday.
Yeah, I guess, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, none of which listen to the BFO, I would venture to guess. But nonetheless, they're still having a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the three of them, Tamari Santney, the 28th. Y'all, the first, y'all, it's the better half of old Pooh Bear out there in the Washington State. Y'all, it's Piglet. And Big Fatty Pooh Bear, we haven't heard from him in a month of Sundays either. It's true, we haven't. And y'all, you remember GFN General? Yes, Big Fatty, of course we do. That's the greetings from nowhere. General, the Mike, I think it's true. It's the GFN General's husband, Mike. It's his celebration of exiting the birth canal on Saturday. And y'all, then one of the cutest listeners, Big Fatty, I don't know that I would say listener, but anyway, one of the cutest listeners to the BFO. Y'all, it is the cute puppy dog of that Timmy Sims. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sims. Y'all, it's Lexi. It's Lexi's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, then on Sunday, a former co-host over there at the Pod Cubs show, y'all, it's Skeeter. It's Skeeter, Big Fatty. Get out the Skeeter meter. Anyway, so y'all, if you see Pooh Bear or Piglet or the GFN General or his husband Mike or Timmy Sims or Skeeter on the 20 or the FaceBase, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all, except for Lexi, get a big old piece of cake. And I hope Lexi gets a big old rawhide, a big fatty baby, a squeaky kitty. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said I wanted Lexi to have a squeaky kitty. Big Fatty, I'm sorry, squeaky kitty. I didn't mean it. I promise I didn't mean it. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm in trouble now. Yes, Big Fatty, oh dear, get me out of this.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
With Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Big Fatty, it's up here, G Kong. I have a question for you, so play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only That Peter G out there in the Pacific Northwest. Peter G, what you got?
So, Big Fatty, when your gentleman callers are coming over to utilize the special chair, do they already pre-cleared, or do they come over and they say, "Oh, I have to use the shower to clear the runway before I get in the special chair"? So, do you offer those services also, the shower services, Or do you expect and demand your gentleman callers to be a clear? You know, like, you know, it's like cooking a turkey. When the juices run clear, then you know it's done. Same kind of thing, you know what I mean? So that's my vulgar question for you, Big Fatty. And as always, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is...
Bye. Hi, Poodle. Bye.
Oh, hi! Y'all, that, of course, is that Peter G. And Peter G., thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is excellent question. Now, Peter G., you're making an assumption that all gentlemen callers that come over to utilize a special chair are sitting on it. That would be a wrong assumption. The variety is the spice of life. However, the runway does need to be cleared before your arrival, and shower facilities are not available. No, Big Fatty, no, not at the Aerial Puerto.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Midwest Matt, and I was reading a book. It's Armistead Maupin's memoir, and he's the author of Tales of the City and stuff like that. Anyways, he grew up in South Carolina, and at one point he lived in Charleston, and he was talking about popular things in Charleston, and I wanted to know if you were familiar with these, and because I wasn't quite sure what they were. He was talking about Pluff Mud, the taste of she crab soup, and Poppin' John on New Year's Day. Wanted to know if you were familiar with those things. Anyways, okay, love ya. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all is. Oh, y'all, that of course is Midwest Matt from the Midwest Matt Little Show. And Matt, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. In fact, I was on my way home from the coal mine on Tuesday, and I heard that you had gone to the Barnes & Noble to get your copy of his memoir that you referenced there. And I immediately... I am a huge fan of Armistead Maupin. I'm not a reader, y'all, but I have read every one of Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City books. And, y'all, if you like just light reading and fun reading and all, I highly suggest that you pick them up and you read them. Now, Matt, one thing, I don't know if if it mentions it in the book, but he also wrote a column in the newspaper here in Charleston. I don't think I've read any of them. I think that was before my time. But you might want to goggle around and see if maybe there's a collection of those articles or whatever. In fact, I believe Tales of the City was a collection of stories that ran in the newspaper out there in the San Francisco when he moved out there. But anyway, back to your question. Pluff Mud, first of all, I know all three of these things. Pluff Mud is what when the tide comes in here in Charleston. You know, you've got the nice marsh grasses and you see the pretty water and all. But when the tide goes out, it's just mud and the marsh grasses. And y'all, it's Big Fatty, it smells worse than you after a Mexican buffet. It does. I mean, it's no wonder the orange hat used to call me Poopa Lizzie. Big Fatty, it smells like Poopa Lizzie. And she crab soup is a Charleston it's on every good Charleston restaurant menu. It's a cream based with a heavy floured roux. She crab in it. Sometimes it'll have the shad roe in there, but it usually is topped with a bit of a sherry. But y'all, it is so good. It is a Charleston classic. Granny loves it, by the way. And then the last one was Hoppin' John. Now, Big Fatty can't stand Hoppin' John. What it is it's black-eyed peas on top of white rice, and evidently the old wives' tale was that you ate collard greens and Hoppin' John on New Year's Day, and the collard greens represented the dollars that you would have during the new year, and the black eyed peas, the Hoppin' John represented the pennies you'd have. Big Fatty, don't waste your time with those pennies. But anyway, Matt, thank you so much for the call, and enjoy that book. Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, listen, Big Fatty. Listen, I was staying at the Horror Hotel filming my own little show, if you know what I mean, catch my drift with my own little show there. And I found your number etched in the room 4 on the wall. And listen, hey, I'm heading down to Charleston, and I was hoping to meet up with you and Granny and Durwood and Big Dick at the Connections one of these nights. Hey, listen, should we eat at the Swiggin' Swine or the Green Goat? Anyway, maybe if time allows, I can swing by the villa and try out the special chair if you catch my drift. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty, I don't know who that was. I think that was the Mystery Caller. Mystery Caller, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, have that, I don't know for sure, but I thought that was Steve the Tater at first with that call. But y'all, you know, there were Pwn Stars here last weekend, and something tells me that maybe that was them that were Big Fatty. That they have the voice letter number. Well, you know, it's out there for anyone to use. So, Mystery Caller, anytime you want to, unless it's Steve the Tater, Big Fatty, anytime you want to stop by and try out the special chair, I'll go to the Green Goat. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Green Goat and the Swiggin' Swine. Yes.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I was thinking of you today because tonight is, I think, one of your most favorite nights of the week. It is not only clean nightgown night, it is clean sheets, clean mattress topper, clean everything night, and clean towels. Myself and the boy genius just spent the past 2 hours at the laundromat doing wash. Yay! Go team! And also, I am putting a little something-something in post for you tomorrow, so look forward to that, and I hope all's well. Buddies, bye!
Yeah, that's it, y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah, and Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, she's not putting CVS out of business this time. No. Princess Hannah, you're correct. Yes, Big Fatty, clean nightgown night is your favorite night. No. But clean sheet night is. And y'all, I have had clean sheets all week. Yes, Big Fatty, you haven't soiled them at all. Y'all, it has been so nice and cool. Here, y'all, fall has fallen, as they say, and y'all, it's supposed to get a little rainy, maybe on Saturday. Oh, dear Gussie, Saturday and maybe a little bit on Sunday, about 30% chance, but y'all, then another cool front's gonna get us even cooler. Well, Big Fatty, it's almost November. That's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. You know, it's the last weekend of November. Y'all, I hope you get your Halloween-y candy, Big Fatty candies. Or, you know, just wait till November the 1st when they're on sale for half price. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. You know, this is his second birthday month. Archer, anything you want to say to folks thinking of your birthday?
I listen to Big Fatty a lot. I mean, literally every day.
Big Fatty, he goes through a lot of Cheerios. That's all I got
to
say.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.